Blog Talk Radio.
March, everybody, but you know, it sure doesn't feel like spring here in New York City. Oh gosh, it is really, really cold, but hopefully that'll all turn around next week and we'll get some warm weather finally in April at some point. It's relationship enthusiast Tiffany Williams Jallo joining you for the Tiff Talk Thursday edition of Relationships 360 Degrees right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. On Relationships 360, we address your relationship challenges in order to help you to repair, build, and maintain quality relationships. Now, normally, I don't schedule a guest expert to be part of this open forum format that we have tonight, but I couldn't resist the opportunity to invite a couple that just celebrated their 60th wedding anniversary to share their story on this program, especially when we've been talking about marriage preparation and wedding planning for the entire month of March. So Gloria and Harry Edwards will join us in just a bit. And after they share their success story, they'll stand by to take your questions and your comments. And there are two ways you can join in on the conversation. You can call us live at 714-409-0610. And that number's right on the show's Blog Talk Radio page. And if you're in the chat room, you'll see it posted there as well. And, of course, we would love for you to submit your remarks and your questions in the chat room. Again, it is open, so I look forward to seeing your questions and comments pour in throughout the next 58 minutes of this program. Now, as is custom during Tiff Talk Thursday, I want to quickly run down the shows from the previous 4 weeks before we talk to Harry and Gloria. And I wanted to talk about a few things that we didn't have enough time to cover with our experts on those shows. So I'll start out with the marriage preparation edition with engaged marriage blogger, author, and husband, Dustin Reichman. Now, he recently published a book called 15-Minute Marriage Makeover, in which he encourages couples to spend 15 minutes a day strengthening the four main areas of the marriage relationship, including the number one reason couples divorce, which, of course, is money, as well as communication, children, and sexual intimacy. And with regard to money, Dustin advises couples that are engaged or dating to agree on how much they will save, invest, and spend before they get married. And if they can't come to a compromise position, well, Dustin doesn't think that that couple should get married, that they should call off the wedding. He also warns couples to be on the same page about the number of children they will have and when they'll start reproducing children. He also had some interesting insights about sex as well, but I'm not going to tell you, you know, what he said. I want you to listen to the Preparing for Marriage On Demand or Archived episode, which, again, you can get access to through this show's Blog Talk Radio page, which is at www.blogtalkradio.com/relationships360. All one word. But I will tell you this, that as a devout Catholic, he wasn't too keen on the concept of prenuptial agreements. And I'd have to say that I have to agree with Dustin's philosophy. Neither myself, Dustin, or the Catholic Church believe that prenuptial agreements have a place in a marriage. We believe that marriage is intended to last forever. And if a couple goes into a marriage with the mindset that if the other spouse doesn't follow a set of predetermined rules, then divorce is inevitable and even justified. Now, I don't agree, you know, with that, and I'm sure there are listeners in our audience that take issue, you know, with my stance on this issue, that there's no place for prenuptial agreements in marriage, and I want to hear what you all have to say. And again, you can call into the show live at 714-409-0610. And if you want to share a different opinion about prenuptial agreements, you can also post your comments and questions in the show's chat room. All right, so that basically covers the marriage preparation episode that took place a couple of weeks ago. Now, while you're dialing into the show to pose your questions, or you're typing your questions and your comments in the chat room, since we're kind of talking about money by talking about prenuptial agreements, I wanted to touch on a few interesting points that were made when marriage and money expert and counselor Dr. Taffy Wagner stopped by to discuss how to plan a wedding without going broke. And when asked who should buy the wedding rings, she quickly replied that the groom should purchase the bride's ring and the bride should purchase the groom's ring. You know, a lot of people may think that the groom should be responsible for both rings, but Dr. Wagner pointed out that exchanging rings is like exchanging gifts, so the bride and groom should be responsible for buying a ring, you know, to give to the other person. And to save money, along with that, to save money on the wedding, a couple of good points came out of the show that I wanted to share with you real quickly before we get to Gloria and Harry's story. You can actually raise money for a second wedding by selling the stuff from your first wedding. For instance, there's a website called preowneddingdresses.com where you can sell your used wedding dress. Of course, you can try out Craigslist and eBay as well. Another great wedding savings tip is to have your wedding and your honeymoon in the same destination, or rather have a destination wedding. Normally, these make for smaller weddings, which cut down on expenses, and you don't have to front the bill for a larger reception with a few hundred people, usually. You don't have to feed them, seat them, entertain them. You don't have to send out wedding invitations, pay for the postage. And destination weddings are also more casual. Usually, they're usually on a beach or some exotic area, so you don't need to put down money on an expensive tux or a wedding gown. So destination weddings are highly recommended by myself, and again, the guest expert that was on our show on St. Patrick's Day, Dr. Taffy Wagner. And, of course, if you want to get some more pointers on saving for your wedding, you can listen to the archive show from March 17th, again, St. Patrick's Day, on that topic. And to find all of the on-demand episodes of Relationships 360 Degrees, you can simply visit the show's Blog Talk Radio page. And, again, that's at www.blogtalkradio.com/relationships360. And you can also get more of Dr. Taffy Wagner's wedding savings tips from her new book, Bride and Groom Money Talk, FAQ, which she has offered to autograph for one of our listeners who sign up for the Relationships 360 email list at www.relationships360blog.com. Again, she's offered to autograph that. Now, when you go to the website, to the blog, you'll see a registration area. You'll enter your name and your email, and, you know, once you enter that information, you're going to be sent back a confirmation link in your inbox, and you'll need to click that to make sure that you're in the list. And if you do win, you will be notified by email. I'm going to give you until Monday, April